With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ho, 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 and welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield and unprofessional beauty junkie and Christmas addict, Lindsay Kelk. I say it's both of us. It technically is, but by the wonders of technology, we are on opposite sides of the country right now. So I am in Charleston, South Carolina, celebrating Christmas with Jeff's family, and Harry is all the way back in LA in California with her family. And with Paddington, the Christmas dog. Everything's Christmas today. He's not a Christmas dog, but he is today. Because it's Christmas Day! Yay! Merry Christmas! Happy holidays! Happy whatever it is that you're celebrating. If you're celebrating nothing, hell, it's Tuesday! Good for you! I'm very excited because I love Christmas. We've got a very special episode today. We've got a few well wishes from a few friends, and a bunch of you left us messages, so we're going to play those too. Because it's Christmas, there's a ton of new news. For some reason, everyone thought this would be a great time to drop all their launches. So Harry and I have divided and conquered this. So it's going to be a fun one. You'll get a bit from me, a bit from her, a bit from me, a bit from her. It's going to be larks. But hang on in there. And then for our main feature this week, we have both recorded our highlights of the year. So stay tuned for that. But should we just get into some new news? Let's get into some new news. It is Christmas after all.
Well, the first thing's first to say, and that is happy blooming Christmas. Who would have thunked it that Full Coverage would end up giving you an episode on Christmas Day? I really hope whatever you are doing, wherever you are happy, your bellies are filled, and there's some kind of alcoholic beverage very close by, because that is what I will be doing at this very moment. I can't believe it's Christmas, guys. Still, so much new news, even though it's Christmas. First up, we have Rouge, Jean de Masse, who has her gorgeous kind of French Parisian-inspired label, very famous for her denim, her cute Parisian-style outfits, has launched Rouge Lipsticks. And that's Rouge with a J. So they are, I believe, available worldwide. I know I was able to get them shipped to the US. They are priced in euros, and she has brought out kind of five classic French girl, you know, that kind of like effortless, undone beauty, five shades of lipstick you can buy individually, and they are 29 euros each. Very beautiful colors. I would say the formula isn't so matte. It's more of like a demi matte, so kind of like a satin, so there's a little bit of a sheen on it, but they're great for kind of blending into your cheeks as well. And she also has a palette which is 45 euros, which comes with four shades, and I brought that one myself, and I have to say it's very beautiful. It definitely has a softness to it, in that the shades, while I would say they're richly pigmented, the way they have their finish on them has that kind of softness, and great for kind of a blurred edge. So loving those. I think they're going to be really nice, a nice gift. Obviously, Christmas is a bit late now if you're trying to look for Christmas shopping, but still a really nice gift nonetheless if you've got anyone's birthdays coming up, or you know anyone that's like a real makeup collector. Other thing that's worth mentioning, guys, is Flower Beauty is coming to the UK. Now, for those of you who don't know Flower Beauty, it started by the lovely Drew Barrymore. And if anyone was going to make a makeup line that I was interested in, it had to be Drew Barrymore. And I'm really pleased to say as well, this is really affordable beauty. Most prices, I believe, are less than $12.99. So in America, it's sold in Ulta Beauty. And obviously, you can buy, I think, on Flower Beauty online direct. But it is coming to the UK. So stay tuned, my UK friends. I would suggest you get your hands on the foundations. I've heard great things about the foundations and liquid lipsticks, and the highlighters are calling all you sexy robots out there. So that is also coming to the UK very, very soon.
There is honestly so much new news at the moment. I don't even know where to start. There was nothing for like a month and now there's everything. We'll start with something you guys have been asking us about in the old Facebook group. Shout out for the Facebook group, facebook.com/full coverage podcast. And then the top pinned post is the Beauty Banter group. Come and find us. This is the biggest news, I think, because, you know, it was the biggest news when it was a funeral for an eye palette. Sigh. And now, by all accounts, Urban Decay are bringing the Naked palette back to us. It will be Naked palette reloaded out early 2019. I mean, obviously very similar to the original. The big difference this time is the base shades. There's going to be four larger pan-sized base shades. And then the rest of the palettes will be a little bit... The rest of the pans will be a little bit smaller. Which makes sense because you always finish those base shades first. We still don't have official confirmation on this. When we recorded this, Urban Decay was already closed for the holidays, so we didn't get official confirmation, but it's all over the internet. So we thought we'd let you know. As soon as we get confirmation, we'll share that with you. But, I mean, we saw this coming, right? No one's surprised by this. I guess it's good news because who doesn't like an Urban Decay palette when it's a good full-size one? They tend to be the best quality. Also, big right now, everyone except everyone is doing Lunar New Year celebration collections. MAC have been doing this for a while. We talked about that on the last episode. Those are gorgeous. They are insane. I'm so in love with those lipsticks, the limited edition casings for Ruby Woo and Lady Danger. Just swoon. What we've also got, Givenchy are doing something similar. They also have a Lunar New Year collection, and Lancôme have a Lunar New Year lipstick. So check those out if you like red, because there's a bunch of red. The Givenchy collection actually is gorgeous. It's sort of a cherry blossom print. It's absolutely stunning. So do check that out. Also, big new news from ColourPop. How exciting. They have launched lippy scrubs and lippy balms. So that's the first time. That's a new category, a new product for them. Going to check those out. Obviously super affordable and should be lovely. It's all different flavors and colors. So that's always a nice treat. We've got new products coming from Charlotte Tilbury in skincare this time. We've got the Goddess Cleansing Ritual Duo. So this is a two-part cleansing system, which is very interesting. I have had a play with this and I did like it. At first I wasn't sure because it just seemed a bit unnecessarily difficult. And honestly, I don't know if you need to spend the amount of money you're going to need to spend on this to get your cleanser going. It's not always a place you want to spend all your money on your skincare, but it's a duo and you get two tubes in the pack. You have Goddess Cleansing Ritual 1, which is a citrus oil radiance cleanse. It's kind of like an oil in gel formula. It's a squeezy tube anyway. So you squeeze it out, rub it all over a dry face, take it off with a hot washcloth, and then you follow up with the Cleansing Ritual two, which is a purifying charcoal cleanse, and it's a similar sort of texture. It's a black jelly oily guy. It's interesting. I didn't hate it, but with that you massage it into your face and then massage it with warm water until the black turns white, and then you wipe it off. I think if you've got dry skin or sensitive skin, it might feel a bit much. I think if you've got oily skin, it feels great. I don't know. I didn't hate it. I just think it's a lot and it seems slightly unnecessary. But, you know, it's C-Tilbs. I'm sure it's going to do very, very well. Other new news. It's very exciting for everyone. Mostly just me, because I love this mascara. Benefit are expanding their Roller Lash range, and they are coming at us with Roller Lash eyeliners and an eye brightener pen. So the eyeliner is sort of looks kind of like the Fat Kat Von D. It's a felt tip liner pen. And it's in multiple colors, there's brown and black, that's multiple colors. And then they've got the eye bright pencil as well, which is going to be sort of a highlighting, very fine tipped pencil. I used to love the Benefit eye bright pencil. So I'm curious about that. This is much, much smaller, but we shall see. Also coming out right now, I mean, everyone's bringing out their spring ranges. I just picked up a bunch of the Dior range, which is the Candyland, the twisted sort of swirly peppermint swirl looking lip glows, which obviously I'm more than ecstatic about because lip glow is my top jam. The YSL spring range is out and coming out in different retailers right now. They are going hard on the Rouge Volupté range this year, which is really interesting. I love those lipsticks. I think they're gorgeous. They've been repackaged with a new lip print, a limited edition print that's got hearts on the tube. But there's also another new formula coming out that's a plumping formula. And that's not out yet, but it will be out imminently. And it's got a plumping core in the center of the oil lip balm color oil thing, solid oil balm lip color oil. I'm just going to keep saying words, but I'm excited about those because I do like that formula. I think they're really great and really multi-purpose, which is something old Difficult Eyes taught me, that you can use them on the cheeks as well, and they do make a lovely blush, so I like that. Also coming out now on Boxing Day, so on tomorrow, Fenty are dropping more Mademoiselle colors. Honestly, we could do this all day. There is so much coming out at the moment. It's bonkers. There's a new Becca collaboration coming out with Khloe Kardashian and her best friend Malika, which is interesting because Becca's now owned by Estee Lauder, and you think of a Kardashian and you think of a collab and you think not Estee Lauder. But Becca, you know, they do the Chrissy Teigen collab and that's really great. We've got a new NARS palette coming out, the Skin Deep palette. Now, this is interesting because it is sort of nudes, but it's skin tone inspired, and again, like the Urban Decay, you get four large pans of the base shades and then eight smaller pans of other shades, so maybe that's going to be the theme next year. We shall see, I guess. Everyone's bringing out new foundations. We've got a new Guerlain foundation, we've got a new Dior foundation, we've got a new Natasha Denona mini palette, which I'm actually very excited about. It's a mini nude palette, and I think that's going to be a definite buy from me, even though I'm going to try and go on a no-buy for January. Won't you join me? But yeah, that's a very quick roundup of today's new news, because there was a whole lot of news. The heating just kicked on in this hotel room. And since I don't want to record this sat in a cupboard, you might be able to hear that. Apologies. But, you know, it's Christmas. I'm sure you can forgive me. Speaking of Christmas, should we see if there are any friends at the door?
A merry, 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 merry Christmas, Full Coverage. Lots of Christmas wishes and love, Emma Guns.
So this is to wish the wonderful Lindsay and every single person who has listened to Full Coverage podcast this year, and some fabulous people who have taken part, the happiest Christmas and all of my best wishes for 2019. This is Nadine Baggett, by the way. The oldest lady on the gram, as I like to call myself. And love from her fur babies, Yogi and Boo Boo. She's actually sitting by a sparkling Christmas tree recording this with two slightly snory, snuffly cats by the side of her. Happy Christmas. All the best wishes for 2019. And when am I going to be on the pod, Kelk?
Hello, you lovely lot at Full Coverage. It's Lisa Potter-Dixon here. Merry Christmas to you all. I'm actually sat in the back of a black cab now, going through the streets of London. It's very festive over here. Anyway, just wanted to come on and say, we wish you a Merry Christmas. I won't sing. I can't sing. So, I am starting my own podcast, though, on January the 6th with the lovely Hannah Martin. So, we're really excited about that. It's called Life and Lipstick. So, keep your ears peeled for that. But for now, have a magical Christmas and speak to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Full Coverage Pod. Merry Christmas and have a peaceful, healthy and happy 2019 and a beautiful one. And hopefully I'll see you in the coming year's episodes. Lots of love. Love, Sally.
Hey, happy holidays to our friends at Full Coverage from Jess and Jen at Fat Mascara. Hope you have a gorgeous season and a fabulous new year.
Hi there, Full Coverage listeners.
Jill and Carlene here from Breaking Beauty Podcast, proud members of the hashtag Beauty Pod Fam.
We are sending all of you our warmest holiday wishes. And by the way, Jill, remind me why we're not sipping eggnog from our Full Coverage mugs right about now.
I gotta add those mugs to my Santa shopping list right alongside my Fenty Fairy Bomb ornaments.
Hey, Lindsay, can you hook us up with some promo codes over here?
Yes, please. And we've got big Pod Fam news coming up for 2019. If you're a Breaking Beauty listener, you're going to be hearing from us a little more often. Starting January 9th, we're going to be hitting your feeds every single Wednesday. Until then, cheers, everybody. We're lifting a mug to Lindsay and Harry, and we'll be staying tuned for all of your highlights of the week in 2019.
Okay, they weren't at the door, you know that. But that was nice, wasn't it? Everyone's been so lovely. We're so excited it's Christmas, and we're so excited that we're able to share this year with you. It's just been the nicest. It's just been the nicest. So I say we should move on before everyone's digested their turkey and fallen asleep and listen to our highlights of the year.
So talking about my five highlights of the year, Lindsay, I feel like this is how many do we give to makeup and how many do we give to life stuff? That is the question. I think the first thing I have to say is definitely a highlight was having a Christmas tree for the first time in 3 years, because we moved house this year. And first of all, it's the first time I've ever lived in a house, which felt very grown up and adulting. And we have a garden, which is lovely. And I feel so incredibly grateful. Like I said, to have a Christmas tree, because when we lived in London, the place we had in London was a small apartment, which was gorgeous and I loved it. But we kept having so much building works. So things kept going wrong. We had dry rot. Hands up, anyone who's had dry rot before, you'll know how frustrating it is. It just kept coming back. We ended up having to knock a wall down. We lived in dust for pretty much 2 years. Yes, there are way worse things going on in the world. I do fully appreciate that. But at the time, it felt pretty stressful. And it sounds silly, but having a Christmas tree this year, because obviously the first year we lived in America, we didn't have one because we went back home. It feels really, really special to sit. I went to HomeSense and I went to town on my baubles. It was so much fun decorating that tree and having that smell. So that's one thing I'm definitely very grateful for and a highlight. I feel like the first one I should have said really was getting Paddington, our new puppy. He is the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my life, bar Dave, obviously. He is our rescue pup that we got, and we talked about getting a dog for so, so long, and we finally bit the bullet and did it, and I'm so glad we have. I'm glad we did the puppy stage, because I personally never had a dog before. So it's been so fun as well. Kind of like, it is my baby. It really is. But I feel so much love for this little creature and newfound respect for dog mums out there. So I see you and I love what we're all doing and very much in love. Now, if we're talking beauty highlights, this is really, really tough because, as we all know, there are so many launches nowadays, and I think the things that have excited me have ended up being kind of closer to this end of the year, I would say. I definitely think Lisa Eldridge's lipsticks were a highlight for me. I think what she did was really innovative, really creative, and she gave that kind of little twist on something that's already classic, and I think they were everything I wanted and more. So really, really pleased with that. It's funny, I sat down and I hadn't like planned what I was going to say. I think it's just kind of like looking back on the year. And I think as well, again, it sounds so corny because it's Christmas, but if you can't say it at Christmas, when can you? I think the friendships I've made in Los Angeles, I feel very, very grateful for, because moving to another country is much harder, I think, than I'd anticipated. And it can be lonely at times. And Lindsay, you are my highlight. So I'm so grateful to have Lindsay in my life because she's a babe and I love her so much. And yeah, good friends make all the difference, and finding good friends, especially the older you get, it's a lot like dating. It gets pretty tricky. I'm surprised there's not an app for finding friends yet. In fact, there probably is. I'm sure someone's going to tell me there is one. But yeah, the friends I've made this year have just made everything that little bit more fun, that little bit more easy. And I know where to go when I need a good cry, and that's all you need in life. So definitely my friendships. And I'm trying to think of some more beauty ones for you guys, because I feel like I said, when I look back at all the launches that have happened, I love what Gucci Westman's been doing with her makeup, Westman Atelier. I think that was really gorgeous. Oh, my doggy's stretching in my lap, so I just took a moment to appreciate him. Take a moment, guys, and appreciate someone or something near you. I'm feeling very Christmassy. So I love what she's doing. Like I said, there's so many launches. I love what Colourpop's been doing. I love the jelly shadows, I think, have been great. There's been some, I think it's been a really good year as well, actually, for affordable beauty. I think Wet n Wild have been a brand that have really stood out to me this year for creating really high performance products at a really affordable price point. I think we've seen great things from the natural beauty world as well. Loving me some Vintner's Daughter, that's been like a real highlight in skincare this year for me, something that my skin literally can't live without now. So many things and not enough time to talk about it all because there's mince pies calling my name.
Highlights of the year. This is a tough one. I love stuff, so it's very difficult to choose my favourite bits of stuff. Honestly, you wouldn't believe how much we struggle every episode to choose our highlights because we love things. But highlights of the year. So Harry did a combination of life and product. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to start with product because that's much easier than life. That ain't a fact. So skincare. What have I really, really loved with skincare? So honestly, I don't know if it counts as skincare, but the biggest thing I've found this year that I've loved was getting my lip filler with Brianna Wheeler at Facile in West Hollywood, which was just like game changer. I got a tiny, tiny amount. It's so subtle. I only did my bottom lip because I felt like I was losing a lot of volume in it. I've had it done twice and I love it so much. It's such a subtle change between you and me. Jeff doesn't listen to this, so I can tell you he hasn't even noticed because he is against things in your face because he hasn't listened to our podcast explaining to him that it's our choice and he doesn't get a say in it. But I honestly, it makes such a big difference to me. I really feel like it balances out my top lip a lot better. I feel a lot more confident in my lipstick. It makes me really happy. So that's been a massive change to me. We're hoping to get Brianna on the podcast at some point in the new year. So you'll be able to ask her all your questions about taking care of your skin and injectables and if you have acne and anything like that. She's fantastic. And then I think my favorite product skin-wise, and I mean, I get through so many. I did love the new, what was it called? The new Elemis moisturizer, the Pro Collagen, is it Pro Matrix? The Matrix overnight? Oh, it's gorgeous. Anyway, I'll link it. I'll definitely put a link. But I think definitely the biggest game changer, and I bought 3 tubes of this when it was on sale over Thanksgiving because they had a 30% off sale at Kate Somerville. It's the Retinol Vita C Power Serum, which is amazing. Now, I usually use a prescription retinol, so I don't usually go in for stuff you can buy because I'm used to something a bit stronger. But for whatever reason, my face has been really upset by the prescription stuff lately, so I decided to give this a shot. I was sent the first tube by PR to test out, and I thought I would just end up giving it to Harry and say, oh, try this. But then my skin was a bit upset and I'd done some reading. I'd read somewhere about vitamin C being used to make retinol more effective or more easily absorbed or less stressful on the skin. So I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. And my skin loves it. My skin is looking some of the best it's looked in a long time. And I credit a lot of that to this serum because it is fantastic. So definitely check that out, the Kate Somerville Retinol Vita C Power Serum. Life highlight. What's a life highlight? Gosh, it's been a heck of a year, you guys. It's been a rough one. I won't dwell on the tough stuff, but it has been a very difficult year for lots of personal reasons. And a lot of my friends and family members have gone through hard stuff that's been hard to watch and stand by. And, you know, you have to be there for those people. And then that is also tough on you. So let's look at what the happy things that happened this year were. I guess the biggest highlight, apart from going to see Magic Mike a bunch more times and hanging out with my friends, I would say it was, the tour was amazing this year. The One in a Million book tour. I was in the UK for like a month doing that, and that was amazing. And then I got to go to Toronto and New York as well, and it was a book tour, but I got to meet a lot of you guys, which was amazing. We got to sing the Highlight of the Week song a few times, got to sign a few books to the pod fam, so I really appreciated that. That was amazing. That was a total highlight. That book has been awesome, and there's lots of exciting stuff going on there. I hope, fingers crossed, please send us some good energy. So that was definitely a life highlight for me. Makeup. Let's move on to makeup products, I guess. When I looked at what it was that had come out this year, I was really surprised at how few things in my makeup bag, because I'm traveling, so obviously just throw everything in your bag that you're going to use. And I was so surprised at how few things were actually from this year that I use all the time. And the things I actually use all the time are not things I think about. So it's stuff like the Hourglass Veil Retouching Fluid, which when it came out, I was like, what is this? It's not even a real thing. They've just created a product to make me need it, and I don't need it. It's not a concealer. It's not a foundation. What is it? And I didn't rate it at all. And then Harry sort of, after it had been out for a while, Harry was like, have you tried this? It's really good. And she showed me how to use it. And it's like a makeup freshener. You pop it on over the top of your makeup, sort of middle of the day, or if you're going out at night and you don't have time to retouch. And I use it sort of under my eyes, around my nose and on my chin, and then sort of around my mouth and buff it in. And it's amazing. It just somehow breathes new life into your complexion without overdoing it, without caking it up. And I can't be without it now. I take it with me everywhere. I absolutely love it. I think Hourglass have a real sleeper hit there. I think it's going to be like one of those real cult hit products, she says, hopefully, because those things are always so borderline. It's either they quietly do really, really well with the people that are obsessed with it, or they just disappear. So I want it to do really, really well because I think it's amazing. And I think if you're someone who's out and about a lot and you don't have time to touch up your makeup very often, or you need to be able to touch your makeup and you don't want to have to redo a whole face, I think it's a game changer. Another product that, again, I wasn't wowed by, but I've just had it with me all year, is the Glossier Lash Slick Mascara. It's not a big, dramatic drag lash, which is what I like. That's why I love my Lash Paradise. But it's so great for the lower lashes. I've never really been one to do much on my lower lashes because I, too, suffer from a difficult eye. But this has been a game changer for me, and I've been all about it. So yeah, definitely love that. And then the lip product I think I've used the most that came out this year is the NARS Afterglow Lip Balm in Orgasm, which again I bought a backup because it was supposed to be limited edition and now it's just never not on the bloody shelf. But I love it. And again, I think when it came out I was like, it's overpriced for a lip balm. You can get something that does the same thing for a lot cheaper. But I do use it all the time. And I think once I use it all the time, it justifies it. It's like the Dior Lip Glow. It's crazy. It's like $40. They're ridiculous. But I never don't have it on me. So that makes it worth it to me. So definitely those are the three makeup products I have used the most. Not counting eye palettes. I'm going to talk eye palettes in a sec. Just sort of another skincare thing, which isn't really a skincare thing, but in the style of the lip injections, was the microblading. I had my eyebrows microbladed in April, and that was definitely a game changer for me. Worked amazing. I have I suffer from anxiety and a little bit of OCD, but not in a major way. I don't need to be treated for it. I am in therapy for my anxiety, and I know it's a real thing, and I know a lot of people suffer from it in a different way and need to take care of that. But when I get very, very, very stressed out, I start rubbing my eyebrows, and it has a name and it has a whole thing, so do feel free to check that out. It's fun. Some people sort of pull their hair out, some people do, I don't know. And then I rub my eyebrows until they fall out when I'm stressed, which is very attractive, as you can imagine. So microblading has just been a game changer because suddenly I have eyebrows all the time. I will say it really hurt. It hurt way more than lip injections to me. And as someone who's currently going through dental treatment and has braces and has had root canals, the microblading was like far and away the most painful thing. But I love it. I love it. And I would definitely do it again. So that was a recommend from 2018. But definitely do your research and get a good person. Don't just let anyone draw eyebrows on your face. That would be a terrible idea. What was another life highlight? Gosh. It's all trips. That's so terrible, isn't it? We did the first full coverage podcast meetup in February or March back in England with Bobby Brown. Me and Harry came over and met a bunch of you, and that was so much fun. Because it's just really exciting to see people that love the pod and that we're not just mentals in a corner, as I've just said. That was definitely one. I just sound like I've got the saddest life on earth, don't I? And I don't. I have a really nice one. I have had some really, really fun trips with friends this year. I did get to go to Evolution, the WWE All Women's pay-per-view. I wrote about it for Fabulous Magazine and I got to attend that and interview a bunch of wrestlers. Let's be real, that was definitely a life highlight for me this year. And I did get to talk to Natalia, for those of you who are wrestling fans, about her makeup highlight of the week. And I talked to the Iconics about their favorite makeup. They were big fans of the Coty Airspun Loose Powder, for anyone who was interested, and the Fenty Gloss Bomb, the original. No, the Diamond Milk, the Fenty Diamond Milk Gloss Bomb. So that was fun for me. And then I'm just going to wrap up by talking about my favourite palettes of this year, which are my... it's been really, really hard to choose. It's been a hell of a year for palettes. Two were really reasonably priced. One is obscenely overpriced. don't at me. My favorite palette of the year has got to be the ColourPop Fame palette, which I think was $22. I know I said it was like eight. It's not. It's like 22. But it's amazing. I've used it more than any other. I never don't have it with me. I have it now. I'm traveling and I love it so much. It's gorgeous, cool tone neutrals, which have been harder to find the last few years. So that's been amazing. If you like warm tones, get the Fortune, or you can get the Duo Fame and Fortune for a special price at ColourPop. And ColourPop's available to the UK now. So like, you have no excuses unless you don't want it. That's a good excuse. So that's definitely been my favorite palette of the year. My second has probably been the Pat McGrath Bronze Seduction, which, you know, I've talked before about how I kind of regret buying the other large mothership Pat McGrath palettes because they're just so unwieldy and heavy and cumbersome. I don't take them anywhere. You can't travel with them. They're difficult to use. I feel like you need a makeup artist sensibility to get the best out of them. I tend to just stick to the safer colors, or I'll just do a one color look because I don't really know what else to do. With Bronze Seduction, that was not the case. I was able to follow pretty much all the tutorials that they posted on Instagram. I've been able to get some really gorgeous red looks, which Harry's always like, do red, you've got blue eyes, you look so nice. And I resist it, but then now I've got Bronze Seduction, I'm all about it. Difficult eyes, I'm all about it. I love the sort of sparkly pink, beautiful color. I just, honestly, I think it's a gorgeous palette and it's expensive, yes, but I have used it a ton and I absolutely adore it and I covet it. And this is how I wanted to feel about the original one. So I'm very excited about that. And then the third one, totally left field, snuck in at the last minute, bought it during the Black Friday sales, wanted to hate it even though I bought it because it stands for everything I am against in life. It is the Kylie Cosmetics Kris Jenner palette. I don't care for the Kardashians. I think Kris Jenner might be Satan. But this palette is ridiculously good. It's very similar to the Fame palette, the ColourPop Fame, in that it's cool tone neutrals. There's also this pop of sort of a berry metallic with shimmer in the corner that's absolutely gorgeous. There's this icy white silver that's stunning. It's just a gorgeous palette. It's a good mix between neutrals and mattes. There's a matte black, cleverly titled, Does It Come in Black? You can just do so much with this palette. I can't believe it. And I love it so much. I've used it endlessly since I got it. I have that with me here as well. Didn't bring the Bronze Seduction when I'm traveling because it is still too heavy. But I've got Fortune, Fame, and I've got the Kris palette. And I just really love it. I might have to put a sticker over a great big face on the front because it does unnerve me. But the palette itself, you can't go wrong. You can't say fairer than that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, this is Piper Overbaugh. Just wanted to say happy holidays. I'm really, really, really happy I found this podcast with Lindsay and Harriet this year and joining the Facebook group. I'm so happy to see all of your faces, especially doing this December challenge. I just wanted to say how happy I am, grateful for all of you, and again, happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Pod Fam. Thank you for being the most positive bunch of people on the internet. You're so tolerant and polite and enabling and gorgeous. And I flipping love that I found this podcast. Love, Nat.
Highlight of the week. My highlight is often listening to you lovely girls from down here in Australia. You know, it's been a tough year in some ways, and my time listening to you both has often been very therapeutic. The same with watching your makeup videos, Harriet. But yeah, it's so weird that two people I've never met can feel a bit like friends sometimes. But love you both. I really hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and New Year's, and lots of love from Angela in Melbourne, Australia. Bye.
Merry Christmas to everyone at the Full Coverage Podcast. This is Maury Burdoy, a Kentucky Yankee in King Arthur's Court, or better known as Oxford, UK, though I suspect that I'll be listening to this home for the holidays in Kentucky. My highlight of the week is the December Advent Challenge on the Facebook page. I've loved getting to know everyone, and I'm hoping that we do challenges like this in the future. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Feliz Natal from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. And my highlight of the week is the Facebook group and all the amazing people there, and the Christmas calendar, which is really, really fun doing every day. Love you lots.
Hi, Harry and Lindsay. This is Sarah from Colorado, and I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you guys and tell you my highlight of the week. My highlight of the week this week is the Milk Makeup Lip and Cheek in Quickie. It's a really pretty berry color, and it's my go-to cream blush in the cooler months.
Hi, Full Coverage Pod. This is Sophia coming at you from Boston, Massachusetts. And my highlight of the week is actually a tool. So it is an IT Cosmetics foundation brush, and no pun intended, it is the Full Coverage Complexion Brush number 77. It has been so cold here in Boston, and I've had some trouble getting foundation to stick to my dry, sometimes flaky skin. And I have found that this foundation brush has literally been my savior. It applies foundation so well, and it's not too expensive. So glad I discovered it. Wishing you guys a happy holidays and a happy new year.
Hi everyone, it's Jane from Melbourne, Australia. Wishing you all a very happy and safe Christmas and new year.
Oh, this is probably too late, but this is Susie Nightingale, and I just wanted to wish all of the Pod fam a very happy Christmas. Happy Christmas! And to say that my highlight of the year, God, that was terrible. Has to be reading the Facebook group and seeing all of you lovely lot in the challenges that we've been doing. It's so genuinely cheering every single day to log on and see what you all look like and be inspired and see makeup on actual real faces, which is very nice. And really looking forward to next year, and I really want to do a January challenge too. Please can we, because it's so grey and cold in England and we need something, please. Love listening to you and really looking forward to all of the new episodes in the new year. Lots of love. Bye.
We wish you a Merry Podmas. We wish you a Merry Podmas. We wish you a Merry Podmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you to everybody that left us a voice memo. It was so lovely to hear some voices, put some voices, some faces, people that we've seen on the old internet. And of course, all our pals, Sally, Nadine, Lisa, Emma, Jill, Carlene. We have Fat Mascara left us a lovely message. Thanks, Jess and Jen. Look forward to seeing you soon. That was just so lovely to hear from everyone. And of course, one thing before I forget that you can do to make this Christmas even more special for a lot of people is to head over to Beauty Bank, Sally Hughes and Joe Jones's organization that is trying to end hygiene poverty. We had a whole episode about it. You can go back and check it out. It's a really important and special cause that you can be a part of and help out with very easily. So do go check out Beauty Banks. The link will be in the show notes. But yes, thank you, friends. It was so lovely to hear from you, and we hope to see you all in the new year. So now I'm going to hand over to Ms. Difficult Eyes to serenade us with her rendition of the Highlight of the Week song.
Highlight of the Week.
So funny, as I sang then, Paddington's head was like, what are you doing? He put his head up. So my highlight of the week, I'm like, do I go really cringe and corny and say, it's the Full Coverage listeners? us? Or do I pick a product? No, I'm going to do both. So first of all, my highlight of the week has to be you guys listening. I feel like you guys have made Full Coverage this amazing little beauty hub full of wonderful people, just taking a break from when life's tough and having a nice distraction, playing with makeup and beauty and sharing our love for this thing that obviously brings us all a lot of joy. And that's really, really special. So I'm so grateful for you guys. What you did with the Advent Challenge has been amazing watching on Full Coverage Pod Story. So thank you for everyone who took part. You guys have just been amazing, and all your support has, you know, keeps us going when we're tired and work's busy and we're like, we need to record an episode. We always have you guys in mind, and we feel like you guys are here with us when we're chatting. We feel like we're chatting to a friend, and that's such a nice thing. So thank you. Thank you to you guys. Product wise, I feel like my product of the week this week, and again, it's not a set. I feel like I should have gone with a way sexier product for Christmas. I really should have. But I have discovered the Ardell Stroke Brow. Now, this is quite a makeup artist's favorite already, and it's taken me a long time to get around to trying it. But I tried it for the first time this week, and oh my goodness, it really is the most natural brow pen that I've tried. And it has that right level of enough pigment that you can see it, because I love my CQ brow pen, but sometimes that is that little bit too faint, and I find that the point on it goes soft quite quickly, so actually kind of the brow hairs get fatter quicker than I would like, whereas I have high hopes for my Stroker brow. I've got the soft black, and I think it's the medium brown, and I've just loved it this week. So that has been my kind of essential product. Like I said, not a sexy one, but still a very, very necessary product, because I have quite unruly brows. I definitely have sparseness in areas where they just don't grow. And for me, I can just use the tiniest feathery strokes and it does everything I need it to do. So I will be adding all the colors to my Pro Kit because I've loved it so much. And yeah, that is my highlight of the week.
My highlight of the week this week, I'm going to go for something Christmassy. Harry went for something practical. She inspired me to go Christmassy. It is the Rouge Dior Ultra Rouge in Ultra Love, which is number 770, in case the names are different somewhere. I am not a matte lipstick lover, as you all know. I've been quite vocal about that. Now, these are matte, but they're not really. They're sort of satiny and just so lightweight. They're almost a stain, and the pigment in them is insane. It is a stick lipstick, but honestly, the pigment in these is just bonkers. I wanted to get Ultra Dior, which I think is number 999, which is their sort of signature red, and it was sold out everywhere. So I got Ultra Love, which is sort of a pinky raspberry. I will post a picture of me wearing it, because I never post pictures of me wearing red lipstick, and I love this, or even bold bright lipsticks, feel like it's something I never do, but I love it so much. The packaging is really classy and nice. It's the classic sort of lacquered packaging of Dior, but it's in a really pretty red with the silver collar. Just feel quite light, and it doesn't have a magnet, which I was upset about. But I'll let it go because I love it so much. It's also a really little bullet. It's only 0.11 of an ounce. It's 3.2 grams. When you open it, you're like, oh, that is narrow. But it does make it very easy to apply because it is a smaller bullet. And because it is so pigmented, the smaller bullet does seem to help it go on a little bit easier. I like to do it with a blurred edge and just pat it in with my finger because I'm fancy like that and because Harry taught me how. So I enjoy that. But that's definitely going to be my lipstick of Christmas this year. I'm going to wear that. I'll be wearing it right now because it's Christmas Day. I'm recording this on Christmas Eve, but I'll be wearing it right now. Well, how's that for an exciting visual? So do pop along to the Instagram and I'll be on it wearing that lipstick somewhere. Of course, pop along to the Instagram to post your final picture from the Full Coverage Podcast Advent Calendar Challenge. It'll be your Christmas glam day, which is the last day, which is so exciting. We're going to do a mini New Year's Eve, New Year's Day challenge as well, which I will get up there as soon as I possibly can for you. But as you can imagine, it's just going to be like New Year's Eve is going to be like, I want to see your New Year's Eve glam, and New Year's Day is going to be like, hangover glam. So I'm excited about that. But it has been the most fun seeing everyone's shining faces and seeing everyone's interpretation of all the different looks. I've absolutely loved it. And if you were able to do every day, this is your reminder to drop us a line at hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com and we will get a special surprise out to you as a congratulations for completing every day of the Advent Challenge, because we couldn't give you a chocolate every day, so we have to give you something else instead. But drop us a line, let me know, and I will get something out to you soon. All that's left to say is I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, a very happy holiday, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hopefully you're all doing well and no one's having too difficult of a time. I know Christmas can be rough, but hopefully this is a happy one for you. As Harry said, we could not be doing this without you. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a podcast. So just really, I guess our biggest highlight of this year is you guys, which is just so special. You've made this year fantastic for us. We've made so many new friends, and it's just been, you've played a blinder. So we will be back in 2019 with so much more. We can't wait to share it with you. And until then, of course, you can always come and find us on social media, Instagram at Full Coverage Pod and Facebook, Full Coverage Podcast. And if you go to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast, and if you go to the top post on that page, the pinned post on the page, I still have struggled saying that. If you go to the pinned post on that page, you can see the link to our Beauty Banter Facebook group. So come along and join us there. That's where we are. That's where everyone is chatting about all of the things that we've talked about in this week's episode and many others. We will be back next year. Until then, have a very, very lovely rest of 2018, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.